Democrat Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett doth protest too much. After being humiliated last week by Marjorie Taylor Greene during a House Oversight Committee hearing, and then further humiliating herself with her unruly behavior, including using profanity, she felt the need to brag about her supposed credentials after there were widespread concerns about her qualifications to be a member of Congress.
All I could think about was the fact that I currently hold an honorary doctorate. I also hold a Juris Doctorate. I also hold a bachelor's. I also technically hold the rank of Lieutenant Colonel in the Civil Air Patrol. And I actually practiced law for almost 2 decades, in addition to serving on various boards, in addition to being a prior state lawmaker. And there are those that would make some people believe that because I happen to be black and or a woman, that somehow, even though I can rattle off all the qualifications in the world, my blackness makes me unqualified.
No, I'm sorry, lady. It's actually your lack of decorum, your poor behavior, your inability to regulate your emotions and impulse control. And I'm sorry, but your honorary degree is just as fake as your eyelashes. Nobody brags about having an honorary degree. All that means is some HBCU, a historical black college or university, gave her a piece of paper because she's black. According to the early life section on her Wikipedia page, which is often a very interesting place to learn fascinating facts about people, she planned on being an anesthesiologist or maybe even an accountant, but then changed her mind in college after she claims she was the victim of a supposed hate crime. She doesn't elaborate on what that was, which most likely means that one of her white classmates was just singing along to a Dr. Dre song that happened to include the dreaded little N-word that hurt her feelings. So she decided to become a lawyer so that she could gain some power over white people. And then later, during the George Floyd insurrections, she used her law degree pro bono to take on the cases of several Black Lives Matter activists to defend them. And when she says she has a Juris Doctor, that's just a fancy way of saying that she went to law school. Yippee-ki-yay. Go check my previous video. I'm not going to play the clip for misbehaving again if you missed it. But there were some funny memes that I didn't include in that video, like this one, found on the floor after the House committee meeting. And this one, rated R for ratchet. And she thinks she's so smart, she filed a trademark for the term bleach blonde bad built butch body, which was the moronic insult that she tried to use against Marjorie Taylor Greene last week during the hearing after she got her feelings hurt about her fake eyelashes obstructing her view and not able to read the documentation that was handed out for the committee members, thinking somehow that that is a clever phrase, clever enough to now trademark, and morons, many of them, actually put it on t-shirts, which is probably the only reason she trademarked it, because she's going to try to get these t-shirts taken down, and she's going to list her own t-shirt claiming that she has the trademark to it, and I guarantee you that none of these people that have listed this shirt on all of these, you know, do-it-yourself t-shirt print shops have sold a single one. Not one. Why would anybody wear a t-shirt with this phrase on it? It would be like wearing a shirt with the word idiot on it. This is seriously the dumbest idea for a t-shirt that I've ever seen. And speaking of morons, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez let the cat out of the bag, mentioning the obvious about the purpose of getting Donald Trump wrapped up in his over month-long criminal trial.
And by the way, he's doing it in the South Bronx, not to make a point, but because he's got court. And the man practically has the legal version of an ankle bracelet around him, and he can't leave the five boroughs because he always has to be in court. And so it is truly an embarrassment to him.
It's actually an embarrassment for our legal system, and it's not working. In fact, it's backfiring, which is why you can get free shipping this week off of any of my shirts at markdice.com by using the promo code BACKFIRE at the checkout. And they're so scared that James Comey is now doing the talk show circuit again, trying to fearmonger about the possibility of Donald Trump getting reelected.
When you think about a second Trump administration, what do you think the implications would be for the FBI? Oh, serious. For the Justice Department and the FBI.
Because he's going to clean them up. And may I remind you that James Comey pretends to be a Republican.
Because Trump is coming for those institutions.
Yes.
He knows their power, and I think he has regrets that he didn't work hard enough to corrupt them last time.
To clean them up, you mean?
So he's coming for them, and that's a danger for all Americans. This election matters because of a reason like that. People have to participate. You cannot sit on the sideline. I don't care how you feel about Joe Biden, you must vote for him because the consequences on the other side are too severe.
You're going to have to try harder than that, Mr. Comey, because the enthusiasm for old Joe, well, let's just say it's not catching on. This is an event that he just held in New Hampshire. As you can see, there are a few dozen people there.
This is 30 minutes before the President of the United States is supposed to be in this room. Feel the excitement?
Yes, it has about as much energy as old Joe himself. Meanwhile, Fox News just interviewed a bunch of future Democrat voters who invaded our country through San Diego now, which is a primary entry point these days. And just take a listen to the diversity that they're bringing us.
Where are you guys from? What country?
Pakistan.
Pakistan.
India.
India. Where are you from?
Turkey.
Turkey?
Yeah.
Turkey. Okay.
India.
India. Where are you guys from?
Turkey.
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 Turkey? Where are you guys from?
China.
China.
Ecuador.
Ecuador? Where are you guys from?
India.
India.
All military age men. No families, no women, no children. This is an invasion.
India.
India.
India. India. Sagar Baba.
India. India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
All India?
India.
India. Iran.
Iran.
You're all from Iran. Why'd you come?
No freedom.
No freedom?
Yes, in Iran. Iran is a dangerous country. Mm-hmm. No freedom for speak, for writing, for singing, mm-hmm. for thinking.
Yes, that is true. But I'm sorry, Mohammed. We don't have any vacancy here. Go up to Canada. The Biden campaign is getting so desperate that his senior spokeswoman is repeating the old bloodbath hoax.
We've talked about how he has leaned into dictators. He has said that there will be a bloodbath if President Biden wins re-election and Donald Trump loses.
And this op-ed published in USA Today is saying that Joe Biden can save America from Donald Trump's return by dropping out of the race and then having the Democrats replace him with someone else like Gavin Newsom. And you know how I've been telling you that the Trump trial has been costing cable news viewers, MSNBC and CNN, because nobody cares. Not even their own moronic viewers who usually tune in. They're just tired of hearing the same old broken record. And so now, here are the actual ratings. CNN's primetime ratings are at a 30-year low. Okay, 30-year low. Last week, they averaged 83,000 viewers among the demo, the key demographic of viewers who they hope will watch between 25 years old and 54 years old, which means that their total viewers are under 500,000. Oh, here it is. Yeah, okay. 494,000 viewers. Now, listen, I may not be getting 500,000 views a video like I was back in the heyday of YouTube in 2016, before they changed the algorithm to bury independent channels and not show videos in the recommended section or the up next. And now I'm seeing tons of comments, especially the last few days, from people saying that they've been unsubscribed to my channel. But I am still trucking along, probably averaging about 250,000 views per video. And even though I have 1.8 something million subscribers, only a small percentage of subscribers actually tune in to watch any given video. So I would say not too bad for a guy in his kitchen on a laptop getting half of the viewers of a billion-dollar network. And as you know, I don't do ad reads like just about every other YouTuber shilling garbage products or services that they get paid to pretend like they actually think are good. I just promote my own books and t-shirts available at markdice.com or click the link in the description below. And this week for Memorial Day, you can get free shipping on anything from markdice.com in the U.S. by using the promo code BACKFIRE at the checkout. So get your Christ is King shirt, your Sorry No Vacancy Deport the Mall shirt, the Trump 2024 shirt, Operation Mockingbird shirt, the old F Joe Biden Wanna Buy a Vowel shirt, or any of my awesome designs, all available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie and most in a whole bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below. Enter the promo code BACKFIRE at the checkout to get free shipping this whole week and check them out.